the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقا أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها مشبه لما عملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك. Brothers and sisters, as Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, in this part says, everyone should be hopeful of the mercy of the Almighty Allah. أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه. How should he be convulsed among the levels of fire while you know his sincerity? أَمْ كَيْفَ تَزْجُرُهُ زَبَانِيَتُهَا وَهُوَ يُنَادِيكَ يَا رَبَّهُ How should its keepers torture him while he calls out to you, O Lord? أَمْ كَيْفَ يَرْجُو فَضْلَكَ فِي عَتْقِهِ مِنْهَا فَتَتْرُكُهُ فِيهَا How should he have hope of your bounty in freeing him from the fire while you abandon him there within it. Hayhat, far be it from you. As we clarified in the previous episodes, the reality of supplication is ontological need toward Allah, understanding and perceiving it, and in the last level, presenting it before the Almighty Allah. In this part of the Kumail supplication, as we see, this Da'af and this ontological need, this weakness, is named by Imam Ali alayhi salam to attract the mercy of Almighty Allah more. We human beings disobey Allah and commit sins. But the very wrong deeds we commit seek the forgiveness of Allah by means of prayer and asking. And at times even without that. But this is so long as the servant does not rebel against his master. This is as long as he does not become stone-hearted and strong-headed, such that he is driven away from the mercy of Allah. The Holy Quran says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Say, my servants who have committed excesses against their own souls, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. And the verse continues, Indeed, He is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. هو الغفور الرحيم. This is the kind of mercy Imam Ali alayhi salam is attracting in this part of the supplication.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torments when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames shall him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So as we mentioned and clarified, the relation exists between the need, the ontological need that we all have in ourselves, and the mercy of Allah. And this relation, which exists between the forgiveness and mercy from Allah and our sins and disobedience, as we explained before the break, between the power of Allah and our weakness, between His self-sufficiency and our poverty, between the cure He grants us and our illness, between His salvation and our being in need of Him desperately, between His knowledge and our ignorance, and our exceeding the limits set by Him, even without there being a request, even without there being a demand and understanding from our side, even without there being a prayer and supplication, is to be considered as one of the secrets of Islam. And it really is. It is among the secrets of this universe and the laws that govern this universe. Unless man understands this law in the universe and comprehends it within the context of his relation with Allah, he will not be able to understand major parts of the teachings of this religion. He won't be even close to be having an understanding of the teachings of Islam. How many a sick have been cured by Allah's mercy without demand and prayer? The Holy Quran says, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I get sick, it is He who cures me. There is no other thing involved here. There is no asking and demanding, as the verse says. This mere thing of being marid, being sick, attracts His cure, attracts His mercy. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. How many a needy and hungry, whom Allah provided without them asking and praying to Allah? How many a helpless in the depth of the oceans or beneath the rubbles, under the swords or amidst the burning fire, has been embraced by the mercy of Allah and have been rescued without asking and imploring Him? I mean, when we refer to ourselves, we see lots of these things happening around us, and even for ourselves. How many times we've been in different difficulties and challenges, and we have been delivered without even thinking about the Almighty Allah, without even bringing Him to our mind and asking Him. Now, see what happens if we have Him in our mind, and if we try to talk to Him and refer to Him only in our supplications and du'as. This is another aspect of this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, Take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.